I think it's being recorded.
I think
so. that was the thing. Hold on 1 second. I'm wondering, do you know or do you see, Debbie, right in front of you, what the command is for checking the number of participants? I'm just wondering if all speakers hear that or not.
Oh, yeah. I dialed in a moderator, and obviously I heard it.
Star 7 for attendee count.
Okay, I'm going to hit star 7 right now. Hold on.
Oh, but you can see it. If you've got the console up, you can see it, how many people are logged in, can't you, Debbie?
Yes, I see four people.
I heard it said there are four callers on the call. Did anyone else hear that?
I did not hear, no.
I did not hear, no.
Okay, good. So star 7 is our call amount then. Perfect. Thank you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right.
If you also pull up the computer dashboard, it tells you, have you ever done that, David? Pull up the dashboard and it shows you every number that's called in. So if you know, if you're familiar with the numbers, you know who's on, or at least you know what region they're calling from.
Nice. Yeah, I normally do my my conference calls from my basement because I have two dogs and kids and everybody in the house. And I'm usually at home when I do it, so basement is my bunker, so I don't have a computer down there.
I don't know if you could call a 200-pound animal a dog anymore, David. I think at that point there has to be another category.
Yeah, it's part polar bear. Anyway.
Cool. Well, I guess we're David goes before Dave, but Amy comes before D. So, Amy, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm trying to have early Christmas with my family, so I'm halfway, I'm three-quarters out, but checked out right now. But I did delegate the hotel and the getting the lunch and stuff to Alicia, and so from the emails I read, she's moving on that, and I appreciate if you can help in the negotiation to save us a little money on the room, and if not, it is what it is, you know.
She did email back and say that they were willing to do the room for free, and the way she said it was, is, you know, because we have enough guarantee
if we had
of 50 rooms
people,
paid. Well, she said the way she made it sound was that was what was originally discussed was 50 people, you know, 12 rooms and 50 people. So I just said, I'm not going to commit to 50 people. I'll commit to 30. So we'll see what she says. But I wasn't sure. You didn't tell the hotel 50, did you?
I never told the hotel 50. I think I told Alicia,
a room for 50.
A room that could hold up to 50. Because,
okay.
You know, I thought me and you had talked about 40 to 50. But I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, so I want to make sure our commitment is to 30 and that they have enough food for, you know, whatever, however we do that. But I don't want to commit to 50 and pay for lunches for people that aren't there.
Oh,
well,
absolutely not. Yeah. No, 40, because I'd even talked to her about four tables of 10. But go ahead, Dave, sorry.
Yeah, I think we should plan for 40, tell them we think it's going to be 40, we'll commit to 30. And, you know, we should be charged by the number of people that show up.
Yeah, we have to understand. I mean, I've catered a lot of things, and here's the way that it works. If we commit to 50, we don't pay for the room, or it could be 40, whatever it is. So the difference is we have to say, okay, do we want to pay, you know, I'm just going to say $20 per head or $25 per head, times 50, and that's $750 or whatever, or do we want to pay $500 for the room and then $25 per head for 30? And you know what I mean? I think there's a mathematical point of break-even that we need to figure out.
Well, there's no question, you're right, Dave, there's no question that the proposal that they put forth is cheaper this way, but I still don't want to settle for that. I want to see if we can get it down another notch.
Yeah, I think that tell her that we could commit to 40. Then I would say, I think that you know, I know that just from my experience, they're usually not gonna, you know, do it for the 30, but we could try. I think you should try,
okay.
And then she could maybe come up to 40. I just wanted to make sure that we understood that aspect of it. That's all.
No question. Good. Yeah, thank you. Cool. Was that Alicia that just joined us?
No, it's Aaron.
Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
We're talking about food, Aaron, so don't listen.
Okay. Well, as long as I can't smell it, it's fine.
Okay. So anyway, Alicia and I have a meeting before I left, and so Alicia is on it about, you know, the hotel, so that's moving forward. And Noah and I worked on a bunch of banners and stuff like that we're going to have, or just different things. So we're working on that. Lab coats are ordered. So I think we got down to the what we're going to give the little gift in each room. So I think most of the details are coming together. Now it's just executing them. So I feel pretty good about that. And otherwise, like I said, I'm not 100% tuned in right now. So that was my biggest PHP focus at the moment.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope that you're having a good time there with your family. And are the girls loving being in the gingerbread house?
They are. They absolutely are, yes. So I won't talk about all of them.
They're at the age where they could really appreciate it now, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, they talked my mom into Kool-Aid for breakfast along with all these other things. So
that must have been really hard.
About that was a clock and all. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, if that's all from you, then for me, the main thing is I'm trying to make sure that we are going to receive, you know, 30 to 40 people here also the evening before. And to that end, I went downstairs to talk to catering, and then I went back, and the person had quit the next day. So I said, well, could I talk to a manager? And they said, well, half of our managers have quit too. I said, well, could I talk to the owner? They said, well, we're changing, in the middle of changing ownership. I said, well, that explains a lot. So I have not yet pinned down my part, but I have reserved the downstairs room at least for the reception part. And if we have to, there's 10 restaurants nearby. I was just hoping it would be the one directly downstairs.
Sure.
But I'm still working on it. And there's a Lebanese restaurant literally a block away that has great shish kebabs and salads and hummus. And, you know, that's pretty healthy food. And
yeah,
it's
definitely.
Also, so it's not really high-end. You know, it's more middle of the road. But still, it would be fun, I think, to do it there. So that's my second option if everybody thinks that's okay.
I think that sounds great. But I love Lebanese, so
mm-hmm.
Hey, that?
I think the group that we're catering to is, and I don't know, but I think they're more meat and potatoes sort of folks. Not that we should serve meat and potatoes, but
Well, there's definitely meat and potatoes in Lebanese food. There's shish kebab,
okay.
And there's lamb, right,
cool.
And there's
okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. I think it will be
potatoes
considered,
and rice.
I'll say this. I think it will be considered exotic for them, and it either is going to be good exotic or bad exotic, and I'll trust you to know that which it is. So.
Okay. This is not. This is not. This is not Middle Eastern. This is not Middle Eastern type of atmosphere. This is very downtown. You know. Yeah.
Nice.
It's
okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's all right, that's good. Then that helps. I mean, I love Lebanese food. One of the best dinners I've ever had was Lebanese. I'm not an issue. I mean, I'll eat anything, and that's not going to happen to me.
So I should cancel the belly dancer, is what you're saying?
Hey,
yeah.
my wife belly dances, so I have no issue. I'm just saying, for that group, I think taking them to a Middle Eastern restaurant is, if it feels Middle Eastern, is probably, like I say, exotic. And
exactly.
I don't know
it doesn't.
If it's good
it doesn't
or
at
bad.
All. No, it feels like you're in Florida, you know, yeah, so.
Okay. Cool. I'll trust you.
Right on. Okay, so, and then the other part is, you know, for the healthy happy hour, I think that, you know, it's going to be a lot of people, so I need to make sure that, you know, that we have, I've never hosted 35 or 40 people before, so I just want to make sure that I'm not going crazy trying to keep all the drinks mixed. We got to pre-mix a lot of the drinks or possibly hire one or two people to serve, you know, that I'm just worried about the having.
Isn't that what, like, I mean, can't you have, I thought you said a couple or three of our staff was going to be there, like Alicia and maybe Stephen or Aaron, I thought, and Rodney.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they understand that that I did it as an invitation to dinner, though, Amy, not an invitation to work.
They were there to,
like, schmooze. They were there to, like, schmooze with the people, not necessarily to be waiters and waitresses, and that's why I want to make sure that, you know, I don't want them to feel as though, oh, they invited us to dinner and now we're working, you know what I mean? So,
Aaron, would you have a problem mixing up drinks and getting there an hour early and helping on the cocktail hour to then have dinner with everybody and schmooze and have fun?
I'd be fine with doing the mixing the drinks and everything. I don't have a car right now, so I'm not sure. I get off at 5:30, so I don't know how you want to work that, but I'm happy to.
Yeah.
I'm happy to get there if I can get there. I just didn't know. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to get there. Is I'm going to take public transportation or what's going on?
I could probably. I mean, if we have staffing, I could probably take you over at, you know, 3. I mean, I have a rental car and I'm getting in early, so.
Well,
could I
try first to see if I could get the bar downstairs to host it for us and to mix the drinks and everything for they just open right at 5 and they just stand around for 2 hours because nobody's around. Literally, they have no business between 5 and 7. So I'm just gonna find out if they would cooperate. So let me try that first because I'd rather I'd rather try not to, you know. Trust me, man, when me and Rodney host a healthy happy hour, we're exhausted. You could ask Alicia. I mean, it's a lot of work. So I just want to try to do it as much as we could without putting that burden on our employees that night. Okay?
Nice.
Okay.
Cool.
So, but other than that, I mean, it's the main concern for me. The other thing is David and I thought it would be nice to take them into the video room, show a couple of uplifting videos about and talk about some of the, you know, the stuff that about Purium that isn't necessarily nutrition, because they're going to get a lot of that the next day, and then show like some type of uplifting video. But we haven't decided whether we're going to do that for sure. It might be trying to do too much, you know. I think that just having them arrive and have the healthy happy hour and then have dinner after might be enough, and sometimes keeping it simple makes it better. But I would like to take a minute just to show them a little tour of some of the facilities where we could have events at the Watermark. It might be good. So I think that we could maybe drop the idea for the video, David. It might be too complicated. I'm going to leave it open that we still can or might do it. But I'm just at this point, you know, saying that definitely the healthy happy hour or at least a reception. A reception and and the dinner are in my hands, and I'm pretty confident that it'll be all right.
Nice.
Okay.
Cool.
But other than that, I can't think of much. I'm trying to just work on, you know, ending the year well and starting the year good. So the fast is the next big thing I'm working on, is getting, you know, preparing for the fast and trying to make that the first really, really big thing the company's ever done. I mean, I think if we do this right, the way that David has spelled it out with some of the connections that we're putting together, that we could have something really, really cool. And even if we don't have all of the, you know, if we don't have many celebrities, I still think the concept of it is still going to be dynamic. So I think that January could be the start of, you know, our company being, you know, a lot different than it's ever been before, meaning the way that people perceive us, I think we'll look like a much bigger company. I think that we'll be sort of playing with the big boys, if you would, and I'm excited about that. So let's stay focused on that mostly, getting that done right.
Nice.
Cool.
All right. Well, I guess I'm next.
Just in case anybody didn't see, we got the potentially a guy from Dancing with the Stars, a CSI New York, and one of the housewives of Orange County, who will probably be doing the fast and touting it, and they'll be our, quote, celebrities who we are talking about this time.
Great.
Nice.
Mm.
Awesome.
That's a diverse group. That's good. That's a diverse group of, popular, very popular brands.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, CSI's, one of the top few dramas always. Dancing with the Stars is one of the top few reality shows. And
Housewives
is what it is. Housewives of Southern California is its own category, I guess.
I think it's called Trash TV, David.
There you go, Trash TV.
It's called Reality
TV.
TV.
Yeah, so
this is Orange County, though.
We just need to get Snooki from Jersey Shore, and we're in. So,
oh my God.
Cool. So let me, I guess I'm next, and let me start with the testimonial. I have lost 8 pounds in 7 days. So yeah. So very.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's good. So it's probably the lightest I've been in at least three years.
Wow.
So feels good, and doing I guess what you call the flex fast, trying to limit it to one maybe two whether it's an apple or carrot or a small bit of salad or a little something, and I'm drinking about 2/3 of the coffee that I normally drink, and that's pretty much it.
It was 1/3 last report, so I see it's creeping up there. We got a trend.
Yeah, toward the end of this. So anyway, yeah. So I think I should be able to. I'm going to go through tomorrow night. My mom's making dinner, so I'll do 9 days. But I'm really pleased. And my goal was 192, so I feel like I've hit my goal in 7 days instead of 10, and
Are you exercising too or no?
Say that. What's that?
Are you exercising too or no? Just curious.
Yeah, some. I had a really good workout on Sunday night, and felt the master aminos in a way that I had not felt before. I've probably done a couple of light workouts this week as well. I have a heavy bag and weights and stuff downstairs in my basement, so. I'll work out for 45 minutes. It's not super hard. I've not played basketball or anything really intense, but yeah, I've been doing a little bit of stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Just curious.
Well, I've got some opposite news. I have. I went to the doctor yesterday, and because of my accident, I am now 5'10" instead of 6 foot. And I don't know if it's for lack of exercise, but I'm now 185 pounds, which basically means I'm a butterball, and and not liking it. So now I'm short and fat. So that's what I've got to report.
Well, at least you're not bald. you're hanging in there. So as long as you hold on to your hair, you're good.
But they say that there's a surgery that could correct fix a lot of what was broken, and I'm hoping that they'll approve me for that. I'm going to probably go for it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lengthen you, put you on the stretching table?
No, what's happened is there's fractures in my bones, and then the bones have collapsed down, and that's why I'm shorter. And so as I have been, getting more flexibility and less pain, it's because those little bone fragments are dissolving and going away. And so that's causing me to get shorter. And so they have a way of, they insert needles into the spine and they inject a silicon cement that rebuilds where the bone was. And it's just as strong as original bone was. And it actually makes you taller again. It puts back the distance, the height that was missing. So I told them if I threw them extra, little extra, could they make me 6'2", but they said no.
Yeah, held together by duct tape and glue, and we can make you 6'5".
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
But anyway, so that's sort of bad news, and that they said that until I have the surgery, there's probably little chance that my pain's going to go away, and there's no guarantee that I'll be a candidate for the surgery, so I'm sort of walking on eggshells right now, waiting to hear, so... But that's off subject. I just wanted to let you know that the weight you lost, I found.
Okay. Well, just don't give it back to me.
You can do the you can do the cleanse now because you have some weight to lose. That's information.
That's the silver lining I was looking for, Amy. Thank you.
That'd be good. You haven't had it before in a long, long time, so go for it.
Exactly. But anyway, David.
The last question I had is, it sounds like there's been some back and forth on the Love Meal reformulation. Is that, still in process or anything you need to update us on, or we'll just keep that on the back burner?
And no,
I've been doing
a
taste test today.
Oh, good. Anybody who's tasted it, you want to give me feedback?
I just tasted two. I'm not sure what the difference was between them, except for it seemed like one of them was a little thinner, and the other one was a little bit thicker and seemed like it had a really nice aftertaste. So that was but now she gave me another one, I guess, to sample.
Oh, who did?
Heather, Jerry's assistant.
I don't know why they're giving you anything without stopping and telling me what they have to give you first. So,
sorry.
No, that's okay. You should have just gotten the one with mesquite and...
one has mesquite, I think.
Unfortunately, because they're giving you more...
Jerry wrote an email this morning, and that's the only reason I asked. Jerry just wrote an email that said, the people who have tried the mesquite-only sample are Rodney and Alicia, and they didn't like it. Rodney thinks the chia might be causing to have something slimy when he took it. And then he said, I'll have Aaron, Alicia, and Steven take a serving home for the vanilla. I have a batch of two servings of vanilla, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, okay, as long as you're on it and just work with Jerry, sounds like he's starting to sample. So let me jump back up to bigger picture stuff then. So I think we have kind of a game plan for the next, let's call it 6 months, pretty loosely. December is going to be cleaning up loose ends with the gift card system, with the Exigo system, getting the doctor's program introduced and launched, motivating Kathy Agata's group with this important meeting next week, and setting a springboard for January. In January, we're looking at doing this 10-day celebrity transformation program. I spelled out in pretty good detail, what that's going to look like. I want to come back to that in a second, and we're going to do a tour, which will probably include South Florida, Pennsylvania, Montreal, and then back to Southern California, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then in March, it looks like we've got a new product that we're going to try to introduce. I've got a call with Ron right after this call to try to move things forward a bit more. And I don't know, Dave, if you want to talk about that at all, or we'll just leave it until we go a little further, but I think we'll have a new product that should be very exciting, and probably do the same tour followed back up in March, and I think we'll put the Pennsylvania and Montreal folks on notice that, they have to deliver some numbers for Dave to come back out and do that second round. So we'll definitely do a South Florida and Southern California, tour, but probably those other two middle ones need to produce in January. And then I think in May, we need to get some new videos, some new photos to support our healthy happy hours, to promote our leaders, which hopefully we've got, new levels of testimonials and income earning, success stories from the transformation participants, the retreat event that we're going to be doing as the prize for the transformation program, maybe linking in with our athletes and celebrities a bit more, maybe getting some better manufacturing footage. So I think that, you know, it feels like, you know, the program, the foundation has been set for the company in regards to the compensation plan, the gift card system, and all that we, you know, have put in place up till now. I think this transformation program is going to be a big deal for January. This new product in March could be another big deal, and that by that time we should have enough people with enough success that we should be able to get some good folks on video and really show that success, which is another missing piece. So I think that's kind of the overall flow. You know, there certainly will be other things here, there, and everywhere, but those are the big rocks, if you will, that we need to make happen. Anybody have any comments, agreement, disagreement on what that looks like?
Sounds good.
Jay?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we have a combination of the January momentum combined with more sophistication, a greater field, you know, and a greater field leadership, as David likes to call it. And I think that we're going to, you know, really find out what we are capable of in January. So we've shown that we could take on big projects and get them done. I'm not sure that we've shown we could take on big projects and get them done by deadlines. And I don't mean that to be critical. It's just honest, you know. So let's really try to work ahead of deadlines on this. Not that we're not already behind, but let's really, really push on getting caught up for January and then be well ahead of the game for March. And I think the lesson has to be that, you know, the more prepared we are, the better effect we're going to have. And so let's really try to focus and bear down and you know, allow enough time for, especially for Noah, to make all the materials that are going to need to be made, because that seems to be a bottleneck comes up. And any programming that's going to need to be done, I think we need to anticipate that and get that done, if any at all, needs to be anticipated and really put into motion as well. So I just think better planning, because January isn't a hard deadline as far as, you know, people starting fasting. Like January 1, that's pretty rare. Usually that picks up momentum actually more in late January and February, I've found. But we do have to be ready for January 1, even though that's not when everybody starts, because some people will, and that's when we make our announcements. So I just want to make sure that everybody, with the holidays coming up, it's going to be easy for us to lose focus. So let's really, David, the sooner we have everything identified, the better, you know?
Yeah, well, I agree with everything you just said there. And so to that point, let's start with the nearest stuff first. And I think, you know, my focus is just going to be on what we need to get accomplished for December and January, and I'll work behind the scenes on March and things further out. But, you know, really focusing on December and January, here are the things that, you know, I have updates on and or need information on. So the first is the gift card system. So I've called a conference call for tomorrow, which Laura and Jeff have both committed to, and so is Alicia. I haven't heard from you, Debbie. Are you going to be available tomorrow at 1 Central?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's
okay.
A given. I'll be available,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay, cool. So it's just we still have, you know, what appears to be, you know, everything is kind of 80% right, and sometimes we get this exception and sometimes we get that exception. And, you know, we knew it would be a tricky project of coordinating the two databases and all that sort of stuff, and it seems like the bigger issue is getting the feedback back across. So I just called a conference call. Everyone's going to be there, so we'll get stuff fixed and figured out wherever holes or leaks there are, and see if there's some consistent stuff that that we can figure where the ball's being dropped. So I'm hopeful that the gift card system will be 100% tied together between Exigo and Laura's system back and forth, you know, next week, but I'll know more tomorrow. So nothing, I don't think, that needs to be said on that other than we know we're pointing all of our business through that, and it's got to be 100%.
Yes, sir.
On the Exigo side, I know Debbie's put in several tickets for things like issues with autoresponders and other things in the back office. I guess my question really is to you, Amy, which is, have you set up a meeting with Peter, and or when are we going to get a super clear picture as to, you know, how they're going to support us and what we need to do to move forward so that we remain nimble, because they've not been great at some stuff, and it sounds like they're not, they want us to move forward on a platform, and I'm just not clear as to what, you know, what that is. So it's an important thing that we need to get on solid ground with them. What's the status on when you're meeting with Peter, or what you know about that?
Well, I thought after I talked to him the other day, we were on a pretty solid ground, and then I spoke with Debbie, and she said that the whole three-tier pricing actually was all on the new secure thing, basically. So we've already paid for most of the programming for the shopping cart to be, like, compliant and outside of the content engine. And then it really...
Well, I'm still confirming it that it's PCI compliant. I'm still confirming it, but it is API, so I'm assuming it was PCI compliant.
Got it. Okay, because he did tell me everything we've done with Jeff on the API is in the new way, and it's the correct way,
perfect.
And it's all the compliant way. So, great. If that's API, then I'm going to be 99.9% sure that it's compliant, too. So the whole shopping end of things is... feels like when we're ready for that three-tier pricing to be finalized, that we'll actually be compliant. Now, the bigger piece of the picture is the more, like, looky-feely stuff of the website that we do, you know, have to decide, is Noah doing it? Are we paying an HTML guy? What are we doing? But there's no hard deadline to that. I mean, Peter said if you can get it done, you know, in the first quarter, you know, that's cool, but, you know, he's certainly not turning anything off.
Okay. Okay.
There's a third
piece of the puzzle. So there's the shopping cart, which sounds like we're on good ground or close to good ground or moving to good ground, and that's great. The regular website, which sounds like it's not a hard deadline, fiscal cliff, January 1st. You know, we can work our way over there, which we do need to create a plan on who's doing it and how that's going to get done, but I don't think that sounds screaming urgent. The last piece is just the generalized back office, which is, you know, a simple example of something that I think is relatively important now is having an enroller tree. So you only can see the placement tree. You can't see an enroller tree in the back office. So I'm not clear as to whether they no longer are going to support kind of our system and do that kind of programming or whether or not. So Debbie inferred like that may be an issue, but Debbie, I'm not sure. Maybe you can articulate it better than I can.
Yeah, I know in the past I've put in tickets to fix things for the way the graphs show for the downlines and different things like that, and they said that was an animal that they weren't touching anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and put in some tickets again and talk to them and see if they've changed their mind, because, you know, they have changed their mind in the past when they want more money on their plate. So we'll see, but I'm not sure if touching something like that could cause bigger issues. And that's what you had referred to at one time, Amy, that sometimes they're not going to touch things anymore because it could cause a larger problem.
Right. And so I guess, okay, the back office piece, sorry, that was, I guess I do need to or get more clear with Peter on where the back office falls into this, because we just honestly talked about shopping and we talked about, you know, looking and shopping. We didn't talk about anything to do with the back office. So I am still unclear on where that falls. So
cool. Okay, yeah, that's fine. So I just think we need to figure it out because, you know, our back office remains functional, but there's issues, you know, just there's a...
Yeah, you can only see, like, your first level of who you personally enrolled. You can't see, like, the downline of it.
There's you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, cosmetic things or, you know, that we could live with for a while. But, you know, it would be good to know whether they are working on it, aren't working on it, or if we have to, quote-unquote, transfer to another system, you know, to a newer version that they do support, what's the difference for us? What does it cost? Or can they port that information over? Or, you know, can we move the back office and still leave the front end? You know, I'm not clear as to, it just seems a little vague.
From what the little bit is that I know in putting knowledge from two or three spaces together, the looking and the shopping, I think what they're going to say is, we've got all this code over here in the developer's page, and you get an HTML person to make it look relatively attractive, and then get somebody like a Jeff or somebody to drop in this developer's code to give you these things that you want to see that tap into the database through API. Or if they need some billable hours, they'll say, we'll do it for you. But, I mean, I think it's going to be the same answer as the front website, just to be honest.
Okay, well, if you could let us know so that we know where we're going and what kind of time and effort and resources and risk we got to move forward or whatever.
Good. Okay, cool.
So, doctor's program update. I think, are all the doctor's materials in now?
They are, and Noah got the little tabs put together. He said it worked out really well, and all that's out in the warehouse.
Beautiful. Okay, good. Dr. Cuba will be available for next Tuesday night's call. I need to create a couple of audios and have Noah edit them. So I think we're good for the doctor's version, and ultimately the next one we'll have to do is a fitness version, but, you know, we'll get the doctor's one launched this month for sure, so that's good. Holiday happy hour update. Is everything in for the little stockings and gift card holders and all that kind of stuff?
You know, the paper holders still aren't here. I think the tracking said they'll be here on Monday.
Okay. Have we had any orders for those gold packs or product packs?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Kathy Agata was talking about them. She really liked the concept quite a bit, was really excited. And one thing she mentioned, just as a heads up for everybody, is she liked the idea of being able to order the same thing without the starter kit as a distributor. And she was saying, well, can we give people 30 days to order a gold pack in general? And I said, well, let's put that on hold. Let's see how many of these things we sell, and then we'll talk about it again. But just as a heads up, at least she's looking at it, which is good. I was just curious if anybody had ordered one, and I guess the answer is no. So, okay, we'll keep pushing on that on email blast and conference calls and see if we can get some of those moved, because I think they're a cute idea, and, you know, certainly next year we got to be sooner on those.
Right, yeah, cool.
December 12th and 13th meeting, Dave's got Wednesday covered. Thursday, I think, you know, it sounds like you guys are moving forward on all sorts of things, gifts and whatever. And you know, I want to make sure we do have some product sampling for Thursday morning. You know, keep it simple. It only has to be one product or one drink or one thing, but we do need to have something to serve.
We're on that.
So, yeah, and then I talked with Kathy about the training that she wanted for Thursday afternoon back at the hotel, and I discussed that with Dave, so I think we're on that as well. So I think we're all pretty, you know, we're pretty good for Thursday. I think it'll be probably a pretty big showing, even for the warehouse tour. I had Laura Gillen calling me saying, you know, I've got some people that I want to send over there, and you know, I'll have Alicia also make some calls out to the Southern California people as well. So, yeah, we'll do some stuff, and I'm guessing we'll have 50 people in the morning on Thursday. For January, so Dave was alluding to the idea of these 10-day celebrity transformation packs, communicating a more cool, hip, overall branding that I think is moving in the direction that we want to as far as making healthy cool. And one of the suggestions that I had, and I want to make it clear it wasn't Dave's suggestion, it was mine, that that we brand the 10-day celebrity transformation instead of the Purion 10-day celebrity transformation, I want to call it Dave Sandoval's or David Sandoval's 10-day celebrity transformation, because these celebrities are coming to Dave. They're wanting solutions that are clean and green, and we're looking at a tagline that's eat green, be clean, get lean, and I think that's pretty cool, and the look and feel of the brochure, I haven't discussed it specifically with Noah, but I sent it to Noah yesterday. We're going to discuss it this afternoon, is to make it look like a magazine cover, and it's going to be called Transformation, so it looks like Transformation Magazine, probably a big photo of Koya on the front, and, you know, make it look like a glamour magazine or a muscle fitness magazine, rather than your traditional kind of, you know, product catalog sort of thing. So, really excited about how that's coming together. If you have any feedback, I sent the pretty lengthy, you know, kind of overview document on all the parts and pieces, and we'll be pushing today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, you know, before I fly out on Wednesday, trying to get as much of that, you know, moving and through, and probably can sit down with Noah on Wednesday as well to just go through some stuff. So I'm going to be in the office probably, you know, noonish or so on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, great.
So take a look at that. Then Dave and I discussed the roadshow for January, and I think the way that we're going to do it, and I'm going to put out an email today to the leaders in each of the markets, is I think what we're going to do is go to Southern Florida, you know, to Boca and Fort Lauderdale on January, like, 18th, 19th, which is Friday, Saturday. Then I'm going to fly back home. Dave will fly up to Pennsylvania for a Monday meeting, fly up to Montreal for a Tuesday meeting, and then fly back to Southern California, and then I'll fly out to Southern California, and we'll do probably a Thursday-Friday meeting, the 24th, 25th, or maybe 24th, 25th, 26th, where we do like a anabolic fast or, you know, celebrity transformation recruiting event on Thursday night, and then do a factory tour on Friday, and then maybe do some sort of Go Diamond training on Saturday. I'm not sure. So Dave will have a loop that would be, you know, a week plus, and I'll have two back and forths.
Cool.
And then for March, we'll commit to South Florida. We'll commit to Southern California on the same back and forth circuit. And if Pennsylvania and Montreal warrant another time back up there, then Dave will go do the same circuit again, you know, 60 days later, and we'll be introducing, hopefully, this new product and new concept and all the support for that, in addition to rounding out the, you know, the promotion of the celebrity transformation, but we'll really be going out there for the March introductions. So I think to Dave's point, you know, the sooner we can get stuff moving, the better. I started the January celebrity transformation stuff much later than I should have. That's the bad news. The good news is that I think it's come together a lot faster and in a more powerful and clear and consistent way, especially based on some feedback from Dave around the celebrities and things he's just learned here over the last, you know, week or so. So we may have started it a month ago and then redid everything. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess looking on the bright side, I think that's the bright side of that one. So, I think that's, you know, that's where it is.
Cool.
So... that's my update. If anyone has any questions about any of that stuff.
Hey. Hello. Hi. You're not watching.
Okay. I guess.
Well, Addison has some questions.
All right. Step on up.
Hi, Addison.
Oh, she's off again.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got the short attention span of a serious business executive. That's good.
Right.
Debbie, are you you're next?
Yeah, I'm just working on the weekly and monthly commissions. They're taking longer and longer, of course, now because we're getting more and more different people promoting and such like that. As I discussed earlier, there's a little glitch that I'm working with Exego on the consultant creator pool, and it has to do with the way ranking is done weekly versus monthly now. So I've been working on that. The other thing, I still haven't heard back regarding all the new products that I created, whether or not they need to be put on the website, back office, or anything like that yet.
Which products?
The new goal pack, the new doctor's brochures, and everything like that. I've sent two or three emails about it.
The doctor's brochures, they're good to go.
Okay.
So that's anything about doctors is good to go. I would go ahead and put those we got the tracking number, those little thingies are coming. So go ahead and put those healthy happy hour things everywhere, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. And I'm trying to think what else I've been working on. I've also got Europe on the back burner moving forward, which is going to take up a little bit of my time because they, too, need to have their enrollment process streamlined as well. We do have the little glitches that happen with the gift card thing, so I'm kind of working that out as well. Other than that, just keeping real busy.
Cool. Well, I know that it is definitely crazy times right now. We're happy that you're not crazy yet and keeping on top of stuff. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I've got my full head of hair still too, so I haven't pulled it off.
Sales obviously started strong, but we know that there's always, you know, going to be that 10 days of doldrums. So let's just ride the wave while it's happening and not worry about it when it stops, I guess.
Yeah, and Kathy and Daniel definitely know how to build their business and such. We had the largest, as David and I were talking, the largest 18 new consultants created last month. So the consultant creator pool, of course, is diluted quite a bit. Ian made Blue Diamond again, so he was super excited.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
And I sent you an email on that. Amy, did you adjust his order and credit card and stuff?
I did not do it personally.
It was done.
It was great. Yeah, I asked somebody to take care of it, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Good. Cool. Well, great. Well, then, I wonder if any of the people that made consultant will be on our little tour. We could give them their little certificates while they're here.
I'll send you a list of everyone that made it.
Is that a bad idea?
Not necessarily while they're there at the office, but maybe
at the line, maybe.
Yep. That'd be nice. If it has to be everybody, including Kathy. So yeah, it has to be. So if we're going to do it, we got to do everybody. And the most important one is Kathy. What are we going to do? Diamond, I can't remember, they get the fancy certificate, not just the
embossed one? I don't know if we'd have time to get it back, like the one that we gave for Ian, the metal plaque.
I think that we're not Diamond have gets it by that, two. Don't they?
They get a what?
I think Diamond gets the metal one, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to have time. We could give her one of those mandala things, but the fancy one like we just did for Ian, we're not going to have time to get it back. It took a few days to get back.
Okay.
I mean, it, is it worth it to pay for overnight shipping? Well, maybe maybe it is. I mean, maybe it's only $25 to make a nice impression.
Yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah, I mean, if we're going to do recognition, the main person we're recognizing is Kathy, not our
consultant.
Kathy. So we need to make sure that we give Kathy what we're going to give her and be clear on it, and it's got to be great, and then we'll surprise her. That would be great. We should do it over after the launch, before we start the training. That would be fantastic. It's a great idea. So we got to focus on Kathy. Everybody else is just certificates.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I'll give Noah a buzz, and she made diamond, right? So she just perfect. So then I'll just have him make a rush order and pay for overnight shipping or whatever we have to pay for to make sure that it's here by the Thursday, by the Wednesday, so we can give it on Thursday.
Cool.
Okay, great. And then everybody else's paper certificates, that she's the only one that would need anything special, right? That's what we just said.
Yeah, diamond is the metal plaque, and then we had always talked about doing some sort of award, like a frisbee. You know, we haven't done that yet. We also talked about doing a coin or some other pin kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at least if we can at least get the plaque done, then we should go for it and go for it. So
let's get the plaque.
We can always backfill if we're going to give her something else, you know, and if not, it's okay.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I'll do whatever it takes to get the plaque done then.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Good. Erin.
Okay. So let's see. Where do I start? Well, I guess I can start with my testimony. I've lost 7 pounds in 10 days.
Woohoo!
And, now I'm really close to what I say I weigh on my license. So that's good. I kind of bummed because like the past 3 days it's been the same. I haven't lost anything, and I've been following it diligently. I haven't done any really exercise besides rushing to get to the bus, but I don't know. Maybe if I exercised, I would have lost a little more. But I feel really good, and I have been tempted a lot, like because there's so much. Like I have roommates and friends coming through and cooking food and having food, and it's just. I haven't broken, so I feel good about that. My willpower has been strong. And I sort of felt like almost euphoric yesterday and today. Like my brain just feels like different. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So that's good,
well,
but I'm also...
There's a study that shows that you actually, and everybody don't freak out about this, but I covered it on my radio show. There's a study that shows that if you look at food and crave it, that your body physiologically has the effect of having eaten it. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So the secret is to like tell the food, no, I don't want you.
So I would have lost more weight if I hadn't like looked at that food being like, that looks good.
it's a possibility. I'm just saying that there is that proven effect. Mm-hmm. And I'll just tell you one other piece of random thing. If you have your leg cut off, right, and you weighed 183 pounds before your leg was cut off, and your leg weighed 16 pounds, and so you go down to 158 pounds or whatever, your body will regain that 16 pounds, and you'll weigh 183 pounds within, like, 90 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah, your heart, just your whole body got used to functioning at 183 pounds. It's, you got to, you know, your body has weird mechanisms we just don't understand yet, you know? There's no point there.
I think the point is, Erin, don't try to cut off your leg to lose a few more pounds.
Okay. Got it. But I was just thinking also about... with our thing coming up in January, for me, I noticed that it was, one, helpful to, you know, be doing this in a group where you could talk to people about it and, you know, commiserate or, you know, congratulate each other. But also I made a point to keep educating myself and reading about the fast and about fasting in general and how it can be helpful. And I read a particular article in the Harper's Bazaar called Starving Yourself to Vigor. And there was like a part about how, like, they showed studies where they were giving chemo to rats, and they gave them, I think they gave them breast cancer and then gave them chemo, and the when they were fasting, the healthy cells kind of, like, buckled down and, like, were in the mode to, like, protect the body, so they were not destroyed by the chemo as much or whatever. So that was very interesting and kind of inspiring to me. And I was just thinking that it would be good. I noticed from last year, I think it was, there was a bunch of people that kind of like, we promoted the fast a lot in January. And so then by February, it had got, the information had like gotten to like other, you know, people maybe outer, you know, on the outer edges, and they were now interested, but the special I think was maybe over. So I feel like maybe if we could kind of sneak in some like maybe fasting articles or information to our, you know, people and kind of get them pumped up before maybe a special goes on, they might be, you know, really excited to take advantage of it at that time.
Not only that, but we're going to send inspiring text messages, 3 per day. And I think that each day we should have an article, like, or an excerpt from an article, like Aaron has mentioned, that inspires them about fasting. You know, and it could either be part of a testimonial from someone who had done it before, or it could be an article from a magazine, like she mentioned, or the internet. But I think that we should prepare, because it's a 10-day cycle, and I think we should prepare 10 days worth of material. And one of the things the celebrities are going to be required to do is to contribute some inspirational messages. They go out, it's, you know, that way, you know, everybody is being communicated with. And I agree with Aaron that we need to sustain it, you know, through at least, you know, all of February and into March.
Good stuff. Yeah, Aaron, okay. if you can pull together at least 10 good articles that you...
or excerpts from the same article.
Yeah.
Ed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That'd be a great homework assignment, because we're going to, so I agree with you. We'll start to leak, I've already started to leak out the word to a couple of people like Ian, like Kathy, and a few, and just a few. But we'll start to leak out a little bit more and more, and then we will have a public call.
There was a big leak last night then.
Oh, yeah, you leaked it out last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the whole subject was a look into the crystal ball, and it's already the 5th of December, you know?
Okay. Good. That's fine. So we'll continue to add to that and do some teasers, and then we'll do, you know, probably a call, you know, maybe on the 18th or 20th, And we'll make those packs available, you know, prior to the 31st, if possible.
Oh, okay.
It just depends upon how quickly we can get the support materials done. So we'll see. But you're right. We need to start fast and start early and keep talking.
Cool. Okay. And I have a question. I'm editing 2 different e-blasts. One is for tonight's call. The other one is for the Purium launches, the new health professional program. And I've noticed that we call the brochure, health professionals brochure on that one, and then doctor's brochure in most of our other things. And Debbie, I think, titled the item codes as doctor's brochure and doctor's order form. I'm wondering if there's, like, we need to keep them consistent, or if they're, like, different, you know, use like, false different
depending. I thought doctor's was the internal language. I thought doctor's was internal language and professional was the official term.
So I should make it the health professionals brochure where I see it everywhere?
Yeah. I think that'd be good. Yeah, and if you want to rename it, that'd be good. So
it's professional, not practitioner, right?
Health professional. That's fine.
Okay.
Am I wrong about that? I was just remembering. I wasn't giving a directive.
No, I think that's good. I think that's probably a little more inclusive. Rather than just professionals, it needs to be health professionals because, you know, it's got a picture of, you know,
yes,
several
exactly.
different doctors with stethoscopes and whatever. It's not for fitness. And we are going to have health professionals is the exact right term, because we will have a fitness professionals and a beauty professionals. So that way,
cool.
Let's do health professionals, fitness professionals, beauty professionals. So Debbie, if you could revise that.
I think I can even change. I can do that for you, Debbie. I think I can change the name.
Okay. Great. Thank
yeah.
you.
Cool. No,
thanks.
No
That's
problem.
A good catch. Yep. Good issue.
Okay. Cool. And I just have two. Well, I sent Debbie an email like right before this call, so she probably hasn't had a chance to even look at it or anything. But I did try to redeem a gift card for my friend, and it seemed like it went successfully. It ended with it seemed like it was all successful and everything was fine. And then I tried to let the shipping department know that to give it to me so that I could deliver it to them, and they never saw the order. And then I looked back in my back office and it says it's bounced, but I had no indication of any kind that there was like any problem whatsoever. So I don't understand. And then I looked in CyberSource and my card wasn't charged, even though I did place. I also used my card through Exigo that same day for another order, and there was no problem. It did show up in CyberSource, and everything was fine. So I don't know, but I did tell Debbie about it, so I'm assuming she will look into it or have the appropriate people look into it.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. I haven't had a chance yet. Well, because of the call, yeah.
Yeah, and then I also had a customer today that was ordering through our regular website, she tried to order yesterday, and she's like, I tried it like four times, and they kept saying that my card wouldn't go through, but I guess it didn't tell her specifically why her card wasn't going through, and the only reason whatsoever was that there was no email address, and that's a new thing, like that didn't used to be a factor in why why a credit card wouldn't go through. So nowadays we have to make sure for sure that they have their email, have an email and a phone number. Even if they don't have an email, there has to be an email there in order for the credit card to go through. But it was frustrating for her. She didn't understand why her card wasn't going through. And then when I did it, I looked in the CyberSource and I saw that it said it was missing email. And I got the email address from her, and she was willing to, put it on file. And, obviously we want to get as many email addresses as possible. So I don't know if there's a way to maybe make it more clear why theirs wasn't going through so that they have the chance to actually put in their email, or I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it should just say, I mean, that happens all the time, is if you don't fill out a required field, then the form just says, it lights up in red and says, you didn't finish this. So.
Right. And I guess it's weird, too, when you're a repeat shopper, when it's not like you're setting up the thing where you missed something that you didn't fill in. You know what I mean? Like, it's like she was a repeat shopper just coming back to place another order, and it wasn't like she hadn't, that particular time neglected to put her email. I guess it just never had an email.
So I think we're at a very, I don't know what to say other than just whether Amy, you need to talk to Peter and see if there's another programmer he can recommend. I mean, I just Jeff's stuff.
Was that
just
an
enrollment?
I think that was a regular order through Exigo. It wasn't an enrollment or anything, so it's not a Jeff thing for that. It's just a regular shopping cart, which we're at an impasse right now because we're going to be moving to the new shopping cart. In the meantime, what I can do on the final page is write something that says, like, if your order doesn't process, please make sure that all the details are filled out, billing address, email address, and something like that, I guess, because it's kind of to go and make, completely new. Well, first of all, they're not going to touch the shopping cart, and we're kind of just in limbo before we move to the new shopping cart. So I don't know.
Okay.
I could write a disclaimer
for
that.
I think what you're saying is the disclaimer is the best. And, none of these issues are going to go away because this PCI compliance, that email that I even sent to you yesterday, Debbie, I think it's just getting tighter and tighter and tighter with all the credit card fraud going on, mm-hmm. In the world these days. So none of these issues are going to go away. No matter what we do, they're going to make, billing address, email, like all these things are going to be required. And not just for us, for anybody who is doing, online shopping in the right way.
Because most people that do online shopping have email addresses, and so they need to fill it
yeah.
in. We can make sure that it's a required field for new signups online. And I think it is, but I can make sure that it is in the shopping cart that we're using right now. I think most people placing their first order from Exigo online fill that in. Even if it's a fake email address, they fill in some kind of email address. But like
well,
you said, Eric, they originally
if you're saying it's from the old shopping cart that we're gonna we're gonna switch over, then just put the disclaimer in. It's not anything really worth discussing a lot of. If it's with Jeff's shopping cart, then I mean, I just am continued to be concerned that
it's not Jeff because Jeff is an enrollment, and you need to fill out everything when you sign up with his.
Yeah. So, okay. Well. And just so everybody knows, that the idea of switching the shopping cart on the Exigo side to the three-tier pricing is almost ready. It's not ready, number one. And number two, as I said, I don't want to implement that, but we still have shaky stuff going on with Jeff's stuff and the communication on the gift card system, so I don't want to create another layer of...
Oh, and I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I think it would be well into January, but when we pull the trigger with the three-tier and get ourselves more PCI compliant.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Well, that's good information, Erin, on all these things. I mean, these are, you know, we've got to get so where everything works all the time, and, you know, so it sounds like this is one we're going to be switching anyway, so we'll be okay at some point.
Okay. And the last thing I have was just, I don't know if you want to talk about it now, maybe we save it for another time, I don't know, but we brought up in the email about husbands and wives that we do allow to have a separate account, like if they have like a business, one of them is a professional, and you were saying it's because they have, like, completely different, like, realms or, you know, networks that they're working. But in our policies and procedures currently, it says that they would be sponsored. They have to be sponsored by each other. But then I remember when we did this another time, we only allowed it if they were not sponsored by each other, if they were, like, both having the same sponsor and enroller and just, you know, were completely, you know, separate from each other. So I'm just wondering if with our new policies and procedures, whether we want to look at that and determine whether they need to be sponsored by each other or not.
Okay. So one more time on two accounts, one account. The reason that we don't allow two accounts is for the benefit of the field, not for the company. So if a husband and wife sneaks by and opens up two accounts, that's good for us because we have one more auto ship, one more enrollment pack, all that's good. The reason we don't allow it is because if I use, Kathy, Agata, so Ian enrolls Kathy, Agata, and Kathy enrolls Kathy and Tony, which is her husband, and they build under Tony, and Tony enrolls, you know, Mary, and Mary enrolls under her husband, Bill, and then Bill enrolls, you know, Sue, and Sue builds under her husband, suddenly we're going two by two by two instead of one by one by one, and it's a disadvantage to Ian, who's the upline, mm-hmm. because that third couple, that business should be four levels from him, not seven levels from him. So, you know, it's good for the company, bad for the field, and we don't want to duplicate or create the ability to abuse the system and allow people to move business away from them so that ultimately nobody's making more money. You know, everyone's losing money because it's all too thin. So where we allow exceptions to that is if there is a husband and wife, whether they live in separate places or even if they live in the same home, if they're actually going to be building the business separately, if they have separate spheres of influence, if one's a doctor and one's a networker or, you know, there's some sort of proof or understanding that actually they are two different kind of business entities, then I'm okay with, as an exception, allowing them to build as, you know, two separate entities, especially if we, you know, let them know, do not duplicate this. This is an exception for you, and we expect that you're going to be keeping two active auto ships and actively and aggressively building two businesses, not using one as a placeholder. How those two need to be sponsored, I'm pretty sure that the husband and wife are going to want to, one's going to want to sponsor the other. It certainly would be a disadvantage to them as a husband and wife to force them to be you know, put cross line. That would be a kind of an additional penalty, if you will, so they can't be making money off of each other. But I think that more often than not, they're going to want to sponsor one, two, up and down. So I think we could always use the you have to be both sponsored cross line to each other as a fallback if we really feel it's a bit shady, but they're very forceful and the upline is forceful and whatever, then we can always use that as a fallback. So if I was to change the policies and procedures, I would change the policies and procedures either to entirely eliminate the exception and, you know, let them approach us and or, you know, we find it out, or put the exception in as okay, but not mention how it would have to be sponsored.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's clear to everybody, and Dave, Amy, if you understood it well enough to say, yeah, I'd rather just not have the exception mentioned at all, or if we want to tell people, yeah, if a husband and wife have two separate spheres of influence, you know, one's a professional, one's not, then, you know, but it's just once you allow that in the policies and procedures, then the husband and wife's going to say, well, I have a different sphere of influence because, you know, I work with, you know, business people and she works with local, you know, moms at the school, you know, so they're totally two separate businesses. And so my sense would be to not put the exception in, but internally to allow the exception if it was asked for or if we saw it. What does everybody think?
I tend to agree that, you know, with you, I just am curious to what extent, like, are we waiving the asking the upline then and we're deciding? I guess that's what's confusing me.
Well, I think we certainly could ask the upline as well. I mean, you know, presumably the upline's going to know about it when they see, you know, a second person being brought into it. So, I mean, that's definitely, I think, a good thing is to always, you know, ask for or include the upline. So if Ian enrolls Kathy and then Kathy also wants to enroll her husband, you know, chances are, I mean, here's the reality. The reality is that more often than not, if Ian enrolls Kathy and Kathy says, oh, I want my husband to have a separate position and can we put in two or we're going to put in his business name and whatever, chances are Ian's going to be like, yeah, man, that's two spots, two accounts right near me. The person who gets hurt is three or four or five levels up from that. It's not the person who does the enrolling. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You know, I mean, that's the mentality. It's very rare that if somebody like Kathy told Ian, hey, I want to enroll my husband as a separate business entity, is that okay? That Ian would say, no way, you can't do that.
Yeah, I get it. It's the people who are going to get hurt, you know, by the compression. Or whatever, yeah, so.
Yeah, it's going to be further extended in three. If you ask somebody five levels up, hey, would you want those people to have two accounts, you know. And ultimately, you know, I think the other way we can monitor it is the way it's abused is there's one account that's placed, a second account that's below it, and the first account that's placed is really a placeholder account. They go and they build out the lower position, and they work that lower position, and you know, and then see if the business is successful. And once the business starts to become successful, then they activate the upper position so that, you know, then they can kind of double dip. So that's the way it's usually done in a quasi-abusive way.
Okay, well, if we find that happening, all we'll do is we'll say, you know, if you're, we'll just make a rule if potentially in the future that if you have two accounts in the same household, you know, one account can't be paid more than the other, so you better keep them or something like
no,
that.
No,
you know?
No. The way we could say is come back and say, listen, you're not using that account. We're going to dissolve it unless you build it. You said there were two spheres of influence. You know, one clearly not working.
Cool. I'm good. All right. Well,
if you think about it, they need to have a certain amount of enrollees active. Like Jackie and Bob right now. I mean, they're constantly creating new consultants, so they both get paid the diamond pool. They have to have, you know, four, five, six enrollees active each month in order to get paid the depth of the line. Otherwise, they're only going to get one or two levels.
That's not the problem. The problem is when you have one person, let's just use me, if I enrolled and put a placeholder position in, and then, you know, and then Fernando was building a business below me, and we put all of our efforts under Fernando's position, and then, then as her business built, I enrolled one person. So I enrolled one person to just keep making sure that I get paid, you know, a few levels to pay for my autoship. And then I enroll another person and, whatever. And so I'm just doing enough to, you know, maximize my compensation and my family's compensation, even though it's costing somebody every person a level, you know, several levels up.
Oh, I agree with you. I completely agree. Yeah. I was just showing you that. And, you know, cool. They can't really go that deep unless they're active, too. So.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, so Jackie and Bob are not a problem, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, not on that level anyway.
That was too broad of a statement. Thank you for correcting me.
Love them.
Okay.
Okay, that's all for me.
Actually, I heard from Bob this yesterday. He was really concerned because he thought that the volume counter wasn't working. And I assured him it was working, but his volume only went up by 40 points basically that one day. And he's like, it hasn't moved. And, you know, I tested it and put volume in there for him, and it was working. It's just his business wasn't moving, you know. So anyhow.
Well, good for him for looking so closely.
Yeah.
And bad for him for only doing 40 points for a day.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, all that stuff, and we're sort of nervous about this meeting coming up. It's coming fast and furious, and we got a lot to do. So a little bit of a distraction with so much else going on, but let's turn it into a positive, and, you know, maybe these are the group that's going to make January amazing, you know?
For sure. Aaron, anything else?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Alicia had one issue, which was, she had one issue which actually brings up a larger issue. She said, Daniel's son thinks the name of our gold fasting packs is confusing since we have one for love and one that's just titled complete. He would like to know if we could add Power Shake instead of Complete, because he thinks that if you call it a Complete, it's a negative tone for the other pack. So I guess my question on that is, and we don't need to answer it today because we are running late, but we need to keep it, is are we going to, number one, either temporarily or completely discontinue the other fasting packs since we have this Dave Sandoval 10-day celebrity transformation pack, because they are a bit different. And then also, are we going to have a love version available through the call center, not promoted, but for those who are gluten-free, at least, you know, just sub out Power Shake for love? Or is that product not sufficient to effectively do a fast, and therefore we don't want to sell it, and we just say we don't have a gluten-free? So if you can answer those questions, Dave, like in short time, let's go for it. Or if not, we need to figure
out. First of all, we can't be everything to everybody, so this isn't a gluten-free option. It just doesn't fit neatly. We could always recommend that people, you know, do a fast with the Love Super Meal if they want, but I think it gets a little too complicated. Secondly, I think that we need to simplify all of our fasting, and so I think that we need to, look at having our fasts the way that they are. I like the way that we've redone them, which is the Power Shake, the aminos, and the cherry, and then if you want to make it a detox, you can, and then you could upsell yourself to add some coconut oil, and I think that that's the way it should be. And so if we need to redo the way that they have been, then maybe we should. But in really thinking about the efficiency, the effectiveness, and the purpose of the fast, I think we've been all over the place, and I think we really need to focus on what's most effective and what people are really trying to accomplish. And I think to simplify it, to make it easy to understand, I think that, you know, that we've accomplished that with this new version. And I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to commentary for sure. But that's the way I feel, is that having the fast with aminos, power shake, and cherry is awesome. I think that you could upsell to the aloe on that one. Then you have the power shake, the cherry, and the aminos, plus the herbal and daily fiber blend. That turns it into a cleanse, because there was always confusion. Is this a fast or is it a cleanse? Now we clearly differentiate the two. And then if it's really about weight loss, it could be, well, what else could I do? Then adding the coconut oil might be the other upsell. So aloe and coconut oil are upsells, and we have the two basic packs. Nice. Is the way I would like to see it.
Perfect. I totally get that. And so just to clarify on the first part of what you said, so the brochure would include our celebrity transformation pack, which is our Get Lean Fast, and then we have our celebrity transformation cleanse, which includes the fiber, which, you know, is for detox. Then we'll have a couple of upsells that we can mention in very small for and what they do. And then we will not promote love in any way around this program, but we will create a mirror image of both the fast and the cleanse with a love version.
Correct.
Only available through the call center, not promoted, but for those distributors who ask about it, want to know, or whatever, then we can sell it. So that way it's not an exception. It's available, but it's just not on, you know, on the website.
Yeah, that exactly. If someone says, perfect. Well, I hope everybody could get behind that, because I think it simplifies things.
Yep, I love it.
And it's an evolution, I think, of our knowledge as well.
Is this something we'll start in the new year then?
We'll start the second we launch this program, December 31st.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Good. Dave, I have one question for you. I'm going to call you right back offline because I've got a call with Ron in 1 minute. So I'm going to call you right back online.
Okay, yeah. Amy's already gone, so we just need to, I think that's the – so, yeah, call me on my home line. I'm here.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.